Good afternoon, everyone. I am Savoff Air, host of the Squid Pod After Hours, and I am having some technical difficulties getting off the ground here. So we're going to continue to listen to some music in the background while I get the situation under control. Stay tuned.
Joni Mitchell.
Right.
Different sets of circumstance. I'm up all night in the studios and you're up early on your ranch. You'll be brushing out a broodmare's tail while the sun is ascending, and I'll just be getting home with my reel-to-reel. There's no comprehending just how close to the bone and the skin and the eyes and the lips you can get and still feel so alone and still feel in some relay. Oh, not a hit and run driver, no, no, racing away. You just pick up a hitcher, prisoner of the white lines on the freeway. You saw a farmhouse burning down in the middle of nowhere, in the middle of the night. We rolled right past that tragedy till we pulled into some roadhouse lights where a local band was playing. The locals were up kicking and shaking on the floor. The next thing I know, that coyote's at my door. He pins me in a corner and he won't take no. He drags me out on the dance floor in there. Why'd you have to get so drunk and lead me on that way? You just picked up a hitcher, prisoner of the white lines on the freeway. I looked a coyote right in the face on the road to Belgian near my old hometown. Went running through the whisker weed, chasing some prize down, and a hawk was playing with him. Coyote was jumping straight up and making passes. He had those same eyes just like yours under your dark glasses, privately probing the public rooms, peeking through keyholes and number doors, where the players slick their wounds and take their temporary lovers and their pills and get them through this passion. peaceful ways. You just picked up a hitcher, a prisoner of the white lines on the freeway. Coyote's in the coffee shop, staring a hole in his scrambled eggs. He picks up my scent on his fingers while he's watching the waitress's legs. He's too far from the Bay of Fundy, from Appaloosas and Eagles and Tides, the air-conditioned cubicles and the carbon ribbon rise are spelling it out so clear.
And honey, I am up close with Savoir Fair on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
So the cosmonaut's in there, and he's got this portal window, and he's looking out of it, and he sees the curvature of the Earth for the first time, for the first man to ever look at the planet he's from. And he's lost in that moment. And then all of a sudden, this strange ticking. Begins coming out of the dashboard.
Okay, yeah.
Rips out the control panel, right? Takes out his tools. Trying to find the sound, trying to stop the sound. But he can't find it. He can't stop it. It keeps going. A few hours into this, begins to feel like torture. A few days go by with the sound, and he knows that this small sound will break him. He'll lose his mind. What's he gonna do? He's up in space, alone, in a space closet. He's got 25 days left to go with this sound. So Cosmonaut decides the only way to save his sanity is to fall in love with this sound. So he closes his eyes and he goes into his imagination. And when he opens them, he doesn't hear ticking anymore. He hears music.
You are listening to the Squid Pod After Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford. Before we begin, I was saddened to learn recently that Darylin Paxton, known to everyone here as Sweet D and host of Pink Jeans, had passed away last summer. We didn't know each other personally, but she started at WMFO the year before I did, and occasionally our shows ran side by side. I always respected her use of lyrical profanity in her playlist, so with that in mind, this one's for you, Sweet D.
I woke up feeling great. The birds are in the trees. They're singing me a melody. La 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 la, fuck the police. My head is on straight. My heart is in peace. My soul is incredibly ready to change history.
It's a good day to fight the system. To fight the system.
When one of us is tired out, the other one will hold it down. We're gonna spread the love, we're gonna spread it round. We're all over the city now, and way down in the underground.
Come on! It's a good day to fight the system, to fight the system.
System. It's a
to fight the system.
It's a good, good, good day. It's a good, good, good day.
It's a good day to fight the system. To fight the system.
It's a good, good, good day.
It's a good, good, good
we'll be right back. la, to the left, to the right, to the left, to the right, la noche entera. To the left, to the right, la noche entera. Entera. We'll be right back.
out of location. With a 6 foot something, I get up on a regular basis. Live a life that I live and I ain't gotta worry about wages. I just need to clear my mind. This day and time, I breathe the signs. Ain't too bad, my. And I need a little more time away from all this pain. Enough silence. Last time I looked at a star, it was Hollywood Highland. Can't take all the noise, and right now I just need a whole island. I just need some peace of mind. This day and time, I breathe the signs. Ain't too bad, mine. And I need a little more time away from all this pain.
Like the same old radio song. Like a broken record, girl, you know it goes on and on and on and on. It's like the same old radio song. Like a broken record, girl, you know it goes on and on and on and on and on.
talk to me. No, don't try to talk to me. Babe, I've been waiting all night for this shit. Don't try to talk to me. DJ, play this for me. DJ, play this for me. Babe, we can talk, just give me a minute.
Came with a warning app?
That dog does not want to be petted.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. Take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
You're listening to the Squid Pod After Hours here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. You can find the playlists and archives on the station's website at WMFO.org. I'm Savoir Faire. Ciao.
When early explorers first set out west across the Atlantic, most people thought the world was flat. Most people thought if you sailed far enough west, you would drop off a plane into nothing. These vessels sailing out into the unknown, they weren't carrying noblemen or aristocrats, artists, merchants. They were crewed by people living on the edge of life. The madmen, orphans, ex-convicts, outcasts.
You've been listening to the Squid Pod After Hours, hosted by Savoir Faire, on 91.5 WMFO, Medford.
Hi, this is Mary Wilson of the Supremes. Hey, Boston! You're listening to 91.5